This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
I mean,
oh boy, here we go. Time to go on this ride. Here we go.
It's hour number two. It's Barton Hahn, Harry Douglas with me today. Alan Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And yeah, I mean, where's the line in all that? This game that started out as like kind of something funny. Bart was running his mouth one day, you know, saying what he was saying. And I'm a good teammate, so I'm always going to just back him up. Like, yeah, yeah. Key and Jay got in their emotions. I mean, real emotional.
Like Drake in their damn feelings.
And just
huh?
All of a sudden, it just became like, you know, oh, you think you could beat us? We're going to play a game. And it's like, yeah, whatever. All right, we'll play a game. And then all of a sudden, there's meetings and executives involved, and now we got what jersey number you want? I'm like, jersey number?
I love it. I love it.
What do you mean? It's a 2-on-2.
So what jersey number did you pick? Hunt, stop, stop. No, stop. What jersey number did you pick?
Oh, my high school number, 33.
Okay, 33. What number did Bart pick?
His football number, 57. Which if I told you, what does 57 look like on a basketball jersey? It's like... That's the guy that comes in and you're going, set screens and use
He's a fouler. He's a fouler. Protect your health at all costs.
All right, with that in mind, though, listen to me. Poor Freddie Coleman, they're making him go all the way down to Seaport, put on a striped shirt, and be a referee.
No. A referee?
Playing
in street
the role
ball?
Of Scott Foster today will be Freddie Coleman.
In street ball? There's a referee.
This is what I'm saying. We got a referee.
For street ball.
And then, apparently, there's a foul limit.
Get the hell out of here.
And I mean, you got to hear these rules. These rules are embarrassing. So then Evan Wilner, who's the producer in the morning, he's screaming at the top of his lungs about this because I was mad yesterday. You heard that play. I was from yesterday. And I was a little annoyed that we're doing these rules and we're not in these calls. We're not part of these meetings. And he's like, well, you're not in the meeting, so you don't get to make the rules. I'm like, I was never told there was a meeting, which is that is the kind of shade they throw at people that are insignificant. Oh, we had a meeting. Yeah, you weren't invited.
So I call Evan Easy E. So do I need to change his name to Alpha E since he's trying to take over and dominate things? Should I call him Alpha E now?
I can think of some other names that I call him, but
I'm just playing. You're my boy, Evan.
But you I got to ask you, as a guy that played basketball, mm-hmm. not just in the NFL, you were obviously a great wide receiver, but you played basketball. Your brother played in the NBA. Your brother Tony. Your brother still plays pro ball. You know the game.
Here's what a lot of people don't know.
What?
I could have played basketball in college.
All right.
I went to the NBA players camp. I did all that. Mm-hmm. I could hoop.
Okay.
So
you know the game.
I know when I first started talking basketball, why is he talking basketball? He's a football guy. Right. Shut up.
Right, exactly.
I know the game.
Yes. I know you do. So with that in mind, what do you think of the fact that, let's just begin with the fact that the game is to 11 and that's it. Then the event is over. It's done. 11. What are we doing? Like, we're barely going to break a sweat getting to 11.
I'm not going to let you do that. I am not going to let you do that.
One game to 11?
If you're barely breaking a sweat going to 11, it means your defense is that horrible.
No, it means
that
I'm in
terrible.
Shape. It means I'm in shape.
But listen, it's one game. Listen, nobody's going to sit out here and be playing, the best out of whoever wins, best out of five, best out of three, best out of seven. Nope, we're going to leave that for the TV. One game. To 11. And see, I like to play make it, take it. You know, you make a basket, you get the ball back.
I don't like any of this.
So make it, take it. One game, I don't like the referees. Referee for street ball.
Referees for 2-on-2. How lame is that?
So speaking of Jay Will, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were on the morning show, like you said, earlier this morning.
Yep.
And, you know, they heard what we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
So we have this from Jay Will and Max from earlier this morning.
Oh.
It seems like a whole lot of complaining, Max.
A lot of complaining.
We're not complaining about the fact that I have to shoot the free throw.
We are, that is what? Atrocious.
Oh, I have,
and I love
on.
You. It's atrocious.
I
want you shooting a free throw for our team.
Honestly, this is the God's honest truth. In the last 15 years, I would say it's about 12 to 15 years now.
You haven't touched the ball.
No, I've touched the ball maybe 3 or 4 times.
It looks
in
like it, just by the way you
years.
Sit. The back.
Once my
the
back,
posture,
my,
the once toes my, crossed all the time.
Once oh my back God. Went out, that was it for anything like that. Yeah, whenever I did it, even just messed around a little, I'm hobbled for
I need
days.
You to be on the front line with the clipboard. That's I love you. I'm saying this for us. Yeah. I don't need you shooting free throws for us to get the
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know. I'd rather Evan Wilner shoot the
so
free throw.
So here's the thing.
No, you don't.
If I shoot the free
absolutely
throw,
not. No,
we
don't.
Have a 1-in-3 shot, probably. I'm guessing I'm a 33% free throw shooter.
Yeah, you're guessing. And I feel like you inflated that a little bit. So I'm thinking maybe
probably not.
Around 12-15% chance.
Probably not.
You think if I shot 10 times, I'd only make one or two? I probably I'd make 3 or 4 out of 10.
When's the last time you shot a ball? Yes. All
right. Whole you know what? I don't know.
Whole lot of complaining on their end. And they talk about us?
Never mind the complaining. Here's now we take it a whole other level. I didn't want to put this much time into it at this part of the show. This is the top of the hour. This is prime real estate.
Shooter percentage?
And we're actually stalling because Jay Will is supposed to be on with us right now. And where is Jay Will right now? So we're stalling because of Jay Will. So once again, we're carrying the morning show and it's doing nothing for us. All right, let's put that out there.
Y'all are
we
crazy.
Do everything for the morning show. They do nothing for us, including being late. But I will just add that Max is getting a lot of cheap laughs out of this, a lot of free laughs out of this. For a guy that is not participating at all and then says, oh, well, if I played, I'd jack up my back and I'd be here. You, Harry, I've had two major reconstructions on my right knee. How do you think I'm going to do the next day after this? I'm sacrificing my body. Right, I'm sacrificing
exactly
myself for the good of this, for the good of the network,
that's
for the
right.
good of our show,
team
and of
player.
Course to help be a prop for the morning show.
Team player,
I'm willing to do all this. And Max is like, nah, I got some back issues, so I can't play. I mean, what is that? But listen, but I can be part of all the laughs and jokes, though, right? That's okay. I get
injuries
that for free.
Can occur. Injuries can occur in this.
Well, Harry, I'll tell you what. I'll make an offer right now. You've been a regular host on this show. When yes. we need somebody to fill in, you're the guy. We go to the bullpen, we got our best guy, and that's you.
And I'm a righty, too.
So if something happens to me, I think you should be our first alternate. And okay, I think that's very fair.
So here's the thing. I am a guy that they go to as well when they need a guy at the bullpen. But they already have three guys. They have Max.
Yeah, Max has to be
to
their
fill
alternate.
In.
Yeah.
So I guess I have to be y'all's alternate.
That's
if
how
someone
I look
goes
at
down.
Yeah, we only have two people on the show.
Yeah, so.
So I
okay,
feel
I'm cool with
like,
that.
I feel
cool
like you have to be that guy. All right, sweet. All right, so that's done. It's official. We had a meeting. No, nobody on the morning show was invited to the meeting, but we had the meeting, and in the meeting we have decided that Harry Douglas is the first alternate off of our bench if something happens to me.
It's in writing.
Boy, I'll tell you what, my knee's starting to really hurt right now. A lot of pain right now on this knee.
Tell Jay Will I'm slapping the floor like Coach K taught him. I'm slapping the floor, Jay Will.
Mojo on him. Oh, that'd be great.
Like Bart said, can't wait.
I love it. Let's go to all right, since Jay can't get to us, let's go to the calls. Let's go to Curtis in North Carolina. What's up, Curtis? Curtis
Mayfield, are you there? Okay, Curtis.
Oh, I dropped him. All right. Let's see. Where else are we going? Oh, all right. We had Rob before. We couldn't get through to him. Can we get Rob? Rob, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's good, man?
Chilling, brother. I just wanted to say, man, thank you guys for having me, man. I'm a big fan. But I just want to tell you guys the reason why the Miami Heat are going to win is one reason that hasn't been talked about a lot, and that name is Eric Spoelstra.
He's a great coach.
That man.
Six conference finals appearances
that
already.
That man is a problem. That guy, even with LeBron and the big three were there, they won 2 out of 3.
Mm-hmm.
Even
2 out of 4.
Without them, they're still going. Eric Spoelstra is going to win the championship.
So you think the Heat, thank you, Rob, you think the Heat are winning the championship and Spoelstra is the reason why. Look, if they win a championship, Spoelstra's a big reason why. But I love the coaching matchup in this series, Harry, mm-hmm. because Ime Udoka in his first season has showed you he's got the chops. I mean, he knows what he's doing. And he helped, I mean, during the season, turn this team around, keep it from fracturing, which we thought they were when they were really struggling early in the season. They were under 500. And not only got them on track, but he's gotten them now to sweep the Nets and then overcome Giannis and the defending champs in a 7-game series. In his first year, that's phenomenal. And now he's going to – I'm going to love to see the strategy him versus Spoelstra as well. That's another one of those game within the games that's going to be fun to watch in the series.
Well, the thing I love about Udoka is that you see the relationship and the rapport he has with his players.
Yes.
Within that organization, right? He knows what buttons to push, mm-hmm. and the players respond. That's how you know you have a great coach and a great leader is when the buttons are pushed. Can these guys respond and not spiral downward, but, you know, excel and exceed? And that's what we've seen from the Boston Celtics, because we've seen them face a Kyrie Irving and a Kevin Durant. They did their thing. We see them face Giannis, defending champions. They did their thing. Now they're going to Miami, and I necessarily, when I look at Miami, Miami hasn't faced a team defensively in these playoffs yet like the Boston Celtics.
That's
they
right.
played against the Hawks.
That's right.
They weren't the best defensive team. They played against the 76ers. They weren't the best defensive team. Now they're going against the Boston Celtics, who put defense before any and everything. So I want to see how this Miami Heat team reacts to that.
I completely agree. What we have also is the fact that you won't get a repeat champion once again, which is pretty amazing when you think about how there's been all these runs of teams, and the Warriors certainly were the last one to do it. You're going to get another new champion once again. And that's, you know, again, it's good for the league, good for Perry, everything else. But what you have, though, are four teams that are pretty familiar with being here. Warriors' last title was only 3 years ago, right, 2018. The Heat, 2013, the Mavericks, 2011, and the Celtics back in 2008. So you've seen championships, but they've also all made their runs. Now, the Mavericks, this is kind of their first for a while. But aside from that, you have seen the Warriors, the Heat, and the Celtics do this, and we are used to seeing them here. But who takes the crown? That is, of course, something we'll continue to talk about as the East Conference Finals begin tonight. Game one, Celtics at Heat, 8:30 Eastern on ESPN. And, of course, you hear it on ESPN Radio as well. NBA Live will be at 8 o'clock also on ESPN. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We are Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. In 10 seconds, more of your calls, more talk about the NBA Conference Finals, and more. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app. All right, Harry, I saw, I guess LeBron was doing on Twitter like a, you know, ask me anything kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Brady decided to jump in on it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
He said this. So it was a Q&A is what LeBron James said. Q&A to everybody. And Tom Brady said, okay, you and me, five rounds, shootout, ice hockey. Who wins? Who would you take in that?
I'm taking LeBron.
Taking LeBron?
He's a better athlete.
In the shootout.
Yeah.
Hey, athletes are it's the funny thing about hockey is that everyone suddenly becomes equal because of the skates factor.
Yes.
I can't think of, like, think of another sport that, like, you're, I mean, literally, it's like you just, it's skate, like, I can't think of a game that you would play that has that huge of an impact on your athleticism. Because you could be two people who are exactly the same athlete, but put skates on them, and suddenly it changes.
Could you imagine Tom Brady with the ice, what do they call the ice shoes, ice hockey shoes,
skates.
They call them skates too. Even though they don't have four wheels, they don't have the wheels. So I didn't know
there's ice skates, which is hockey skates.
Oh, okay,
skates.
Ice skates. Yeah. Ice skating, you're right.
Like, it's like they call them roller blades, I guess. Inline skates are roller blades.
But imagine
four wheel
are
roller skates.
Trying to ice skate like on a normal basis.
You ever ice skate?
No.
Never?
Uh-uh.
All right, we're going to get you to do that.
I skate, though. Like down here in Atlanta, the skating rink, that was the thing growing up back in the day.
So you've been on like inlines?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's kind of the same. Not exactly, but kind of the same. Yep. But see, that, like the Shaq versus was always fun because you just love to see that. I would love to see, like, give me the best athletes at what they do and have them do something like different. Like, I want a baseball player to play cricket.
Ooh.
And just see if they, like, if it just completely blows their mind, right? Like, whoa. It's sort of the same, but it's not really the same. You know, you feel like a fish out of water. Like Mike Trout playing cricket. What would that look like? You know, like that's the kind of stuff that would be fun.
Trout has to stay healthy. We don't want him getting injured.
That's a great point. He's healthy right now, and it's been good, certainly, for the Angels. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Scott in the car. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Alan, how are you, pal?
Good.
Good. I don't know why everyone's down on you. I think you and Bart are going to kick Jay and Keyshawn's butt in this game.
Ooh.
Now, what gives you such confidence? Because I'm curious to get your assessment of the matchup.
Well, you know, Bart's a professional athlete. You know, I mean, like you said, you're 6'6", 230.
Yeah.
I mean, is Keyshawn really going to be able to guard you?
No.
Jay Will hasn't played basketball in how many years?
Oh, he plays now.
He's just as old as anybody else.
I think, you know what, Scott? I think the key matchup is going to be, everybody thinks I'm playing Jay. It's not. No. Key's 6'4", I'm 6'6". So I'll play Key, I'll guard Key, and Key should guard me. Jay and Bart match up because they're the same height. Bart, you remember, he hit people for a living, but he played defense, and he played it very well. So I just think all he's got to do is slow down Jay, and I just got to outscore Key. I think that gives us a shot, right? Like, that,
yeah,
to me, that's the matchup.
And my son was showing me videos of Bart hitting threes in, like, practice, you know, with his kids.
Trust me.
Yeah. You know, I think you guys are going to wipe my. I wish there was a line on FanDuel. I'd make a fortune.
Yes, yeah, somebody, who was it that tried to make it 18.5? And I thought that was very disrespectful. Since apparently we're only playing to 11, Harry, I don't know how you could do that.
But that's the natural number that you, like, when me and my brother used to play 1-on-1 growing up, hey, best to 11, make it, take it. That's the, I don't know why that was always the number.
But that's a 1-on-1 between two friends. Like, that's just one game. Okay, and normally it's like if you whoever lost says, let's run it back. But, like, 2-on-2 shouldn't go to 11. Maybe stop at 11. You want to take a water break or something.
What about 15?
Get some oxygen. And then we play to 21.
Well, no, here's the most important thing.
That's how it should go.
Are y'all going by ones or twos?
Yes, ones and twos. Twos are three-point shots, which I didn't know we had a three-point line, but all right. Hey,
I want to. What damn court are y'all playing at?
It's out on the seaport. I'll be a space. I'll just sit out in the corner. I'll be the stretch five. I don't mind doing that.
Sit in that corner. Be that PJ Tucker. Hit those corner threes.
Yes, make a living there. Him and Grant Williams. Let's continue with the calls. Brian is in North Carolina. What's up, B?
Guys, Harry just called them ice hockey shoes.
Yeah,
Harry.
Yeah,
Harry. I love you, man. Oh. That was classic.
Yeah,
I didn't know the name. I didn't know the name of him.
Give him the gas face.
If you guys get a pick and roll scenario on defense, you got to let Bart get on Key and body him to frustrate him a little bit. Keyshawn can get frustrated and angry and upset, so you're going to have to give Bart a chance. I get it. Han Solo guarding Key makes sense, but I think on like a pick and roll in the switch, you got to let Bart do his thing against Keyshawn and frustrate him early. And get him thinking too much.
You know, that's pretty good strategy, Brian. And I like what you're doing because it's more the mental warfare. And I see what you're doing there. So we get him the switch, and then we let Bart kind of like body Key a little bit, get him in the post, use that, you know, use his frame, kind of push shove a little bit, and get Key angry and get him. Right, you know, Harry, you've played those pickup games, right? In the Y, where there's like that one dude who just gets too fired up early on, and he just. And you just feel terrible.
I'm not gonna lie though. The one person that y'all have to worry, y'all got to worry about Jay Will, man.
Oh, I know. Oh, don't trust me. I know. I'm well aware.
And you don't know the reason why I say that. Like, I grew up watching Jay Will. Mm-hmm. Like literally used to have plays.
Yeah.
In high school, we called him Duke and certain names because of Jay Will and his ability and those guys, man. Like Jay Will can hoop now.
No. Look, he was National Player of the Year. He was a number two pick in the draft. I don't think we need to qualify any of that, right? I think he did that for us. Tell me if you get this. This is what I was doing this weekend. I want you to take a picture, take a look at this photo I just sent you, and I want your on the air thoughts of that photo.
Okay.
You got it? Did you get it yet?
I literally
texted it to you just now.
Have any of you guys, ladies or men, listening in, y'all ever seen the movie White Man Can't Jump? Don't let it fool you. Alan Hahn is dunking a basketball. White man got some ups.
And by the way, those who say, what is that, an 8-foot rim? Look at my feet.
No, look at the ground. That's a 10-foot rim.
I mean, if you look at where my feet are and look where the ground is, I think you get a pretty good perspective.
Are those your trash cans in the background?
Yeah.
Can you take them to the damn road?
That's my driveway.
Where it needs to be? Take the trash cans to the road,
no,
huh?
That's why I'm afraid to post this on social, because like I couldn't have
people like me
worse. Yeah, like people that look at everything but the actual photo, like, why are your trash cans in the background? Because I wasn't setting it up, all right? I was just like, hey, get a picture of this.
Why are there so many leaves on your front yard? Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, clean up your yard, hon.
Can you cut those branches that are hanging over the gate, please?
So embarrassing.
See the weeds all over the floor, man. What are you doing over there?
But if y'all have ever seen the movie, White Man Can't Jump. Billy can jump.
Billy is Hon,
just in case y'all had a trouble associating things.
I want to keep it a
Hon
secret.
Is Billy.
I want to keep it a secret. That's all I'm going to say. Mark in Ohio is not a believer, guys. What's up, Mark?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
All right, it's not that I'm not a believer. Because first of all, I want to preface this by saying you guys are the best radio show out there, bar none. But I used to live in California. I've actually seen Keyshawn play. Mm-hmm. Although he's not in the greatest shape, the boy can play a little basketball. And because you're only going to 11, I give them a huge advantage. So I hate to say it. You're only going to 11, he doesn't have to play long.
Quick question. When did you see him play?
I mean, it was years ago. I understand that. It was years ago.
Yeah.
It's like riding a bike. If you can shoot a jump shot, you can shoot a jump shot, just being honest.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. No, I'm with you, Mark. I appreciate the call. And that's why I am fighting to – I am putting in the protest now. And I'm trying to appeal to see if we can make it a game to 21. I just feel like what are we spending all this time preparing for if it's a game to 11? It's too short. But I also have that ulterior motive, Harry, which is I want to see if I can get a conditioning to be part of the game plan. All right,
what's the foul numbers though? Like, how many fouls?
I don't know. I missed that one, but. I'm not as concerned about
it. That bothers the hell out of me that y'all have a number of fouls that you can only have.
It bothers me that they have somebody. Poor Freddie Coleman. I mean, once again, Harry, have you seen these hostage videos they got people doing? Poor Diana Russini. They made her do something where you could just tell she was not comfortable. And then they've got the two SportsCenter anchors that are just sitting there. I'm going to find Randy Scott today, by the way. Because he did this whole thing about how, like they're the tallest SportsCenter duo and all that. I'm like, where is this pipsqueak?
Let me go meet
this
dude.
I forget who the other guy was, but it just shows you just how lame the video was. I didn't really pay attention. But I've almost felt bad for those guys because it definitely felt like a hostage video. Then it's like, who were the two guys in Chicago? Kaplan and Hood?
Hood, yeah.
They made them do one. Poor Hood, he's reading off a piece of paper. Like, he's reading off a piece of paper. That's how bad it was. So it's like we're going to put all this effort into it. And then we're going to make Freddie Coleman come down and have to be a ref. You think Freddie Coleman wants to referee four morons playing basketball, these over-the-hill old guys? He's got better stuff to do. Anyways, we'll continue with your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Harry said something earlier in the show about Drew Brees and the Saints and what the Saints have in their wide receiver room. He loves it. In fact, he thinks their wide receiver room now, of course Drew Brees would want to come back because it's the best they've had, or maybe the best he would have ever had. But where does it rank right now among the top five wide receiver groups in the NFL? He'll let us know next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN App.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Harry Douglasson with us today, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We want you to try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G and America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. So Drew Brees was joking around about making a comeback. And that got Harry thinking, you know, you'd want to come back because they've got one of the best wide receiver rooms in the league and probably the best one that he would ever have. And so we thought, okay, it's one of the best in the league, but how about we put Harry Douglas to work? Give us, you, Harry Douglas, a wide receiver yourself, the top five wide receiver groups in the NFL today. We begin.
Number five.
Number five, I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints. I'm going to go with a guy named Michael Thomas, Chris Olave, who they just took in the first round, actually traded up to get him. Jarvis Landry, a guy who was from Louisiana. We know the toughness that he plays with. They still have Marquez Callaway, who I won't say stepped up last year, but he made some plays, and there's promise. Traquan Smith is still there as well. So they're five deep in their wide receiver group.
Number four.
Number four, I'm going with the Arizona Cardinals. DeAndre Hopkins, even though he has to serve a suspension first, he is still the leader of that room. Hollywood Brown, they traded for during the draft. Mm-hmm. A.J. Green, they re-signed him. Rondell Moore. So that's why they're my number four wide receiver group in the league right now.
All right.
Number three.
Number three, I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mike Evans, he's had 1,000 yards in every season he's been in the NFL. Yes, every season. That's eight of those. So that's unheard of. Chris Godwin, a guy who's going to be coming off injury, but we know his relationship with Tom Brady and how much he loves that slot receiver. A guy they signed in free agency, Russell Gage, who was here in Atlanta. Wiry guy, nice releases, can go up and make catches. So that's a nice addition to their room. So that's why they're my number three team.
Number three. All right, so we've got three so far. Harry Douglas giving us his top five wide receiver groups in the NFL as we head into, of course, we get getting towards the warm months. Training camp still far away, but 2 months away. So we continue with the list. Who is
number two?
Number two, the Los Angeles Rams. When you have a guy named Cooper Kupp,
yep,
who has the most yards during the season, has the most catches during the season, has the most touchdowns during the season, they're going to be on lists like this. Now, I got the Rams because of Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, and then the free agent addition in Allen Robinson, another guy with size. Didn't do as well last year, didn't have a great season, but I think with a quarterback like Matthew Stafford, his career can be on the rise or be even better. I'll just say that. Now we get to number one.
I mean, can you believe it? Be even better than what they were.
Number one.
Number one.
Who is
it? I have the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow.
Yeah. Jamar Chase as a rookie had over 1,400 yards, 13 touchdowns. Tyler Boyd had over 1,000 yards. Their third receiver, T. Higgins, had over 800 yards. But guess who they still have? Joe Burrow throwing them the football.
Yep.
So why would I change anything? They were the best skill position group, I thought, in the National Football League last year. So coming into this year, if you still have Joe Burrow, it only makes sense to put him at number one. Now, I have to mention, I have some honorable mentions. And some teams that are close behind these other teams, starting at number five, I would say the Saints. Starting behind them, I have the Raiders. I like Devontae Adams, them trading for him. Yes. Hunter Renfro, a guy that works the in between the numbers very well. Mm-hmm. Then they also added DeMarcus Robinson to that group. Then I will go with the Dolphins. You have a Tyreek Hill. You have a Jalen Waddle, two guys who are fast as hell. Mm-hmm. And then not to mention Cedric Wilson. The next team I have is the Denver Broncos with Jerry Jeudy, Tim Patrick, Courtland Sutton, and KJ Hamler. So they're four deep in their group.
So you're now giving me a top 10 almost here. But you know what, though? You mentioned the Dolphins, and I just want to ask you about that video that went out last week of Tua throwing to Tyreek and how everybody kind of mocked it because it looked like he was just receiving a punt, that he had to slow down to catch it, and that's not really a good sign. You were a wide receiver in the NFL for over a decade. Did you see it the same way? Like this was not an impressive video. This was one I probably would have deleted.
I just need people to stop it because they're in OTAs. They have on shorts. Like he's not even throwing with shoulder pads on.
So you didn't.
Tyreek's not even running with shoulder. No, not at all. No. As I continue.
Next, you have more?
Yes, I have two more. Next, I have the Chargers. Goodness. You have Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, who they re-signed, gave him a nice contract, and then Palmer, who I think is going to emerge even more this year. And the last team I have, have the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, damn. You just going to like power rank the whole league, Harry? Where are we up to? Like 15 at this point?
Hold on. It's 5, 6, 7, yeah. 8, 9, 10. Oh, I did do 10.
Yeah, you did 10. 10. All right, so you gave us a 10. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, that's it. That's
but
it.
But still, a lot of like, and that seemed to be, this seemed to be the offseason of the wide receiver, whether it was the draft, whether it was some movement that was made on several levels. We saw some big names move. It's always been about the quarterback. Now it's about getting those quarterbacks weapons. And then, of course, for some other quarterbacks like Jalen Hurts, like even Tua, maybe even Mac Jones, it's going to be about, all right, wait a minute now. We got you some weapons. What are you doing with those weapons? And if it's not good enough, changes are coming. But, all right, so you didn't put a lot into the Miami video and the whole idea that Tua and his arm will not be good enough to exploit the talents of Tyreek Hill. You're not seeing that?
No. No, because I don't give a damn about what you do. Listen, you want everyone to work hard and build to have success during the offseason. But listen, we know that's not how the game is played. The game is played with pads on, right? When these guys get to training camp and we start to get to preseason games and then we get to the regular season, that's how I'm going to measure how Tua Tagovailoa is as a quarterback. That's how I'm going to measure how Tyreek Hill is running and catching footballs from. Everyone looks good in shorts. I play with a lot of guys. You go out there, you throw the football to them in shorts. They look pretty as hell, look dynamic, look everything. Next thing you know, you put them pads on and somebody put that right L on their ass. Next thing you know, they don't want to go across that middle anymore. So listen, they in gym shorts right now.
All right. Good job on the list. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We get back to your calls. And also, someone tweeted at us that we're giving the Celtics too much credit. Is that true? We'll discuss.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Alan Hahn, Harry Douglas in with us today. ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Manny is in Alabama. Manny, how we doing?
Excellent, Alan. I got to tell you, I'm a Knicks fan, so I got to go with the New York connection here.
Yes, sir.
I got to tell you, you guys are going to win hands down. Pickup rule.
Manny's got cell issues. New York guy in Alabama.
Manny.
New York guy in Alabama, you know, the cell just cuts out on you. You're not used to not having these towers around.
Yeah, I don't think T-Mobile reaches all the way down.
Maybe not. But I appreciate Manny, though, having our back. At least somebody does around.
You sure that was T-Mobile? Maybe Metro PCS?
Same company.
Let's take Curtis in North Carolina. Curtis.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? HD, what's good?
What's good?
What's going on, man?
What's happening?
Hey, first and foremost, having a ref for a two-on-two pickup game
Lame.
Is like Patrick Beverly disrespecting Chris Paul's basketball game. Like, it's insane. It doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, that's when you knew it was ruined.
I just wanted to put that up.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Uh-huh.
But on Boston, though, I don't think anybody should really be surprised if you really looked at it. Boston has only lost 13 games, including the playoffs, since the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they've already been on a concourse to be the team to beat. Their defense has been incredible during that whole stretch in the last 4 or 5 months. They've been playing some of the best basketball in the league. And I just feel like they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. I know they caught a break with Milwaukee because Middleton was out. But other than that, I mean, this is Boston's time to shine.
I think, you know what, Curtis, we look at them as a young team. We don't realize, though, that this group has been to a conference finals 4 of the last 6 years. Like, this group has gone the distance a lot, even though they're young, relatively young anyway. I mean, their average age is 25.
Ooh.
But, you know, Harry, I do think that this matchup is going to always about stars, and it's always about scoring. Both teams play great defense, so who can overcome it with better offense? And I just look at Boston's offense and their ability to score, and especially shoot the three. I just think that right there, to me, could be the difference maker in this whole thing. We'll continue with your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Bart and Hahn, and we are back with you.
Bart and Hahn.
Spartan Hahn, Alan Hahn, Harry Douglas, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Got some Mets news on Jacob deGrom. We'll get to that in a little bit. If you haven't already heard it, there's more to it, of course, than just what's being reported. Also in baseball, your Atlanta Braves, my friend, are in Milwaukee. Have you ever stayed in Milwaukee?
To be honest with you.
Obviously, the NFL doesn't play there. Obviously, you're in Green Bay.
I've never even been to Milwaukee.
So you don't know about the Pfister Hotel?
No. I've only been to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Appleton, Wisconsin, which it's not much there. Trust me.
So this is if we had Jay Will on, he could have told the story. He got stuck in this hotel last year. This is a lot of people think that this is a haunted hotel. There's one in Oklahoma City as well that everybody that's famously talk about it, how it's haunted and you hear things at night, it freaks some people out, right? Mm-hmm. But if you were in a hotel that has this kind of, legend of being haunted, and then the power went out, would you feel a certain way?
Of course I would. But can I say this?
What?
If this hotel has this history,
yeah,
why are the logistics personnel for these teams letting them stay there on a consistent basis?
It's a great point.
That bothers me. It's a really nice hotel.
It's a high-end, really
care.
Nice hotel. So if you could just live with, maybe the occasional spirit visiting you. Bryce Harper claims that he had a ghost encounter. The hotel is almost 130 years old. So it's like it's a historic place. And if it's that old, things linger. Pablo Sandoval, too. He also apparently had an encounter. Freaked him out.
And you know what?
If you were in a hotel with your team, right? It's a haunted hotel. And then the lights go out on you. Aren't you like, whoa, get me out of here.
And there's no storm, no anything that caused the lights to go out?
So the Braves were dealing with this. Some guys didn't even have any running water.
Oh, my God. That's even worse. But you can shower when you get to the ballpark, though.
It's just been that kind of year.
Yeah, especially for the Braves. They need to pick it up. The only guy who's the bright spot right now is Matt Olson, the guy we let Freddie Freeman go for, and he's been phenomenal. Acuña, he's hurt again right now, groin injury, he's out. But that's probably why they lost 1-0 yesterday, because of that hotel situation.
There's,
once again, if you're the logistics guy, why are they staying at this hotel?
I've always wondered that. Like, even Oklahoma City, the NBA teams that stay in this hotel, it's a haunted hotel. Like, there are players that are like, I'm not staying there.
Yes.
Like, they just don't want to deal with it. I mean, the stories out of that are great. But meanwhile, I bet you Kendrick Perkins probably knows about this. He could probably give us some insight on this as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You got the NBA lottery tonight. I'm going to sim the lottery in each of the next of the final hour, in each segment of the final hour. I'm gonna sim the lottery and see what we come up with. Who wins it? Because we'll find out at 8 o'clock tonight, coverage on ESPN. And then, of course, we have the draft is June 23rd, by the way, for everybody that's wondering when the actual draft is. That's obviously after the finals are over. But you have the lottery tonight. Then you have game one of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight, Heat and the Celtics. And you've got two teams that get after defensively. And you've got, of course, Jason Tatum, seeing if he can overcome, as he just overcame, Kevin Durant. He overcame Giannis Antetokounmpo, and now can he overcome Jimmy Butler? That's the question. What is the big matchup in this series? Rob is in Massachusetts. Rob.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening, man?
What's good, buddy?
So I want to see what you guys think of this. I know they got great defense. Both have great defense, and both have great coaches. But something no one's talking about is their benches. Now, can you agree that Celtics wouldn't be where they are right now without their bench, and Heat would not be where they are right now without their bench?
Well, the Heat especially, because you have the sixth man of the year on your bench.
Correct. Now, you got Celtics, Grant Williams, Derek White, Daniel Tice, Peyton Pritchard, and then you got Heat, Tyler Herro, Victor Oladipo, Duncan Robinson.
And Oladipo's been a huge part. Like that was a bit of the unexpected. You didn't know what he was going to give you.
Averaged almost 12 points in eight playoff games.
You know? Mm-hmm.
But I just believe that the Heat had too much firepower that the Celtics bench one can't not handle.
And we lost
the Heat bench is going to prove everyone wrong again.
All right, so you think the difference is going to be the benches. And the benches always play better at home. We know how that goes. So, you know, obviously the advantage is to Miami because they are the top seed. So they'll have more of the home games. But I still – the other question is
– I got an answer for this.
What is it? Real quick.
The Miami – I don't think the Miami Heat bench plays defense like the defense of the Boston Celtics bench.
Well, especially if it will Duncan Robinson play was the question I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Because you're going to need offense. Yeah. You're gonna. I mean, defense is going to be important this year. We know that. But the Celtics have guys that can get buckets. Mm-hmm. And I know you got Tyler Hero, who is a sixth man of the year, average 20 a game. But you're going to need to draw that defense out. You're going to need to knock down the three. And they have that weapon in Duncan Robinson. He barely played, actually only played one game in that series. A lot more to get you on this game and the NBA playoffs as well. We'll do that with Kendrick Perkins next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.